Right now, all the attention has shifted from Diddy to his longtime friend Jay-Z, as last Sunday, a lawsuit was filed against Jay-Z for allegedly R-wording a 13-year-old at a VMA's after party. The lawsuit was filed by attorney Tony Busby, who seemingly started a war with Jay-Z and Diddy. After this lawsuit was filed, Jay-Z made it clear that he wasn't going to be messed with. Now, less than a week later, something very unexpected has taken place. The victim accusing Jay-Z has done an interview admitting she made some mistakes. Now the question is, who's telling the truth? Did Jay-Z ever R-word a 13-year-old girl, or was it all a lie? Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the Jane Doe suing Jay-Z's new interview. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know, I just dropped a Patreon exclusive on the Satanist industry handler Marina Abramovich. If you're one of my members, you won't want to miss this one. Make sure you check it out after this video. The link would be in the comments and in the description. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. Now, I wasn't planning on making another Jay-Z video for now, as I don't like to talk about the same thing over and over again, but I have to keep things fair and report both sides of the story. New updates are coming out regarding this Jane Doe lawsuit that has complicated a lot of things. Yesterday, this Jane Doe was featured in an interview with NBC News, where she was asked several important questions about her lawsuit against Diddy and Jay-Z. Strangely, the Jane Doe did the interview without her lawyer present, which doesn't make any sense to me. The Jane Doe didn't show her face or revealed her name during the interview. In the interview, she revealed several things that have only helped Jay-Z. First, she stated that she has autism and suffered from a head injury. She also claimed that at the VMA's after party, she spoke to two celebrities, naming Benji Madden and his brother. According to NBC News, who reached out to the Madden brothers, they deny attending the VMAs in the 2000s and claim they were on tour in the middle of the country. She also claimed that her father picked her up from a gas station. NBC claims the drive for the father to pick up his daughter would have been 5 hours. She stated her father picked her up and didn't ask her any questions about what happened. He just drove her home in silence. According to NBC, they reached out to the woman's father, who claims he doesn't recall that situation. NBC also claims that after the interview, they reached out to the Jane Doe to ask her about her inconsistencies, where they claim she stated she made some mistakes with filing the lawsuit, but continues to stand by her claims that she was R-worded by Jay-Z and Diddy. Jay-Z told NBC News, "This incident didn't happen, and yet he filed it in court and doubled down in the press. True justice is coming. We fight from victory, not for victory. This was over before it began. This 1-800 lawyer doesn't realize it yet, but soon." NBC also got a statement from attorney Tony Busby, and he said, "Jane Doe's case was referred to our firm by another who vetted it prior to sending it to us. Our client remains fiercely adamant that what she has stated is true to the best of her memory. We will continue to vet her claims and collect corroborating data to the extent it exists. Because we have interrogated her intensively, she has even agreed to submit a polygraph. I have never had a client suggest that before."
You should always advocate for yourself and be a voice for yourself. You should never let what somebody else did ruin or run your life.
38-year-old mother from Alabama who has filed a lawsuit accusing Sean Diddy Combs, Jay-Z, of she was 13 years old, is speaking out to NBC News for the first time. She asked us not to reveal her identity.
What made you want to come forward talk today?
Because I think that I've been quiet long enough about what I've been through. It's been hard enough to be quiet, but it's a chapter of my life that I'd like to close.
An NBC News review of her account found inconsistencies with her allegations. She says that she went to the MTV Video Music Awards in 2000 to catch a glimpse of her favorite celebrities.
You weren't scared to be all alone?
No.
In addition to having autism, woman says she suffered a head injury. The night of the 2000s VMAs, says a friend drove her from Rochester, New York to Manhattan, a more than 5-hour drive. Her attorney provided NBC News with the name of the friend who since died. The woman says she spoke to Combs' limo driver, who offered her a ride to an after party.
I stumbled upon Diddy's driver, who told me that I was exactly what Diddy was looking for.
What did you think when he said that to you?
I thought it meant that I was just pretty.
She went to a White House, she says. She spoke to musicians Benji Madden and his brother.
I'm talking to Benji Madden about his tattoo.
In a statement to NBC News, a representative of the Maddens confirmed that they did not attend the 2000 VMAs and that they were on tour in the Midwest at the time. At the after party, she says she had a drink that made her feel woozy.
At that point, I was fighting, trying to get away from him, and he put his hand over my mouth and told me to stop it, cut the
As she ran to a gas station where she her father, who picked her up and drove her home. He could not verify the claims. Quote, I felt like I would remember that, and I don't. I have a lot going on, but I mean, that's something that would definitely stick in my mind, he said. When we asked the woman about the contradictions at phone interview on Friday, she said that she stands by her statements. I have made some mistakes, she said. Honestly, what is the clearest is what happened to me.
Now, I can't deny this doesn't look good for the Jane Doe or her lawyer. I literally just covered Tony Busby going to war with Jay-Z, and I showed how Busby was a credible lawyer who has won many cases. Not only did he sue the OU Elites BP, but he is currently suing Vanguard and BlackRock. It's hard for me to believe that Tony Busby will file this lawsuit without doing a proper investigation into the claims she has made. This is why I think something is off with all of this. It seems to me that Jay-Z might have gotten to this Jane Doe, and possibly even Tony Busby. I think what really happened was that a settlement has been reached behind the scenes, and this is the cleanup method. I believe there's a possibility Jay-Z already paid off the Jane Doe. Hear me out. If Jay-Z had settled after the lawsuit, it would have just confirmed the allegations. Remember, after Cassie sued Diddy, he paid her off the next day. But the allegations have stuck with Diddy since, causing a full-on criminal investigation that landed Diddy in jail, as paying the accusers pretty much verified her claims. So if Jay-Z had settled with this Jane Doe after she publicly sued them, he wouldn't be able to get rid of these allegations ever. Just like Diddy, Jay-Z would have had his reputation tarnished forever. So I believe Jay-Z reached out to Busby in order to end this before it got worse. The only way for Jay-Z to make this go away is if the Jane Doe came out and said something that would make her allegations seem like a lie. That's why I believe she went on NBC News. Her telling the world that she was not being completely honest destroys her credibility and clears things up for Jay-Z for sure. This is the only thing I see being the truth, as why in the world would Busby destroy his career for a case like this? Now, I want to say this, while I still believe Jay-Z has done some disturbing things with Diddy, I cannot continue to put these allegations on him until this is all cleared up. What I would say is that this interview is extremely suspicious. Why in the world would this Jane Doe agree to do an interview and then do it without their lawyer present? That just doesn't make any sense whatsoever, unless this was part of the plan. Normally, when a person suing someone goes to the press to do an interview, they are accompanied by their lawyer. For whatever reason, this Jane Doe wasn't. It also doesn't make sense that she has been trying to keep her identity hidden, but then agrees to go on one of the biggest news companies in the world to do an interview. It's not making sense, and you can tell by the interview that NBC was going into this interview trying to disprove and discredit the Jane Doe. They strategically edited the video and spoke for the woman, giving statements on her behalf instead of letting her just say it out of her own mouth. This is obviously strategic, and they did it to push their narrative. I don't trust NBC News at all, and we all know all the elites are connected, and the elites definitely own NBC. On top of this, the way Busby was going at Jay-Z, I refuse to believe this is what he had against him. Something is seriously not adding up here. Busby wouldn't put his entire career in jeopardy with such a weak lawsuit. I'm telling you, something is definitely off with all of this. It seems like a deal happened behind the scenes, and possibly Jay-Z is paying off the victims to clean this all up. This interview clearly seems like it was done to help Jay-Z, as it only makes him look innocent. The thing is, Jay-Z hasn't been behaving innocently. His response to this lawsuit from the beginning was suspicious. He was deflecting and attacking all signs of someone who was lying and guilty, in my opinion. If Jay-Z knew this was all nonsense, his response would have been less aggressive. His response screamed guilty all over it. Now, to see this Jane Doe show up to NBC News for an interview and basically destroy her credibility, I'm not buying it. Why would Jay-Z hire private investigators to find dirt on Busby and the Jane Doe? If he was innocent, all he would have had to do was take it to court and let the evidence speak for itself. The way that Jay-Z was acting just doesn't make any sense. Now, like I reported in my last video, it appears that Tony is representing at least one other client suing Jay-Z. According to academics, there are several other victims suing Jay-Z as well.
This is why Jay-Z, so from what I heard, there's been like four or five, like chicks claiming Jay-Z did whatever. They're like, yo, pay us money, right? And I do think if it was one that maybe was like, you know what? I don't want her to come out and start doing interviews. Let me just pay this one girl off. Maybe he would. He's like, yo, I'm not admitting to nothing. I'm just going to pay you off because you feel hurt. But there's a lot of them. And what happens is when you're Jay-Z status, four or five bring 40 to 50 more. You got a hotline for Diddy. Imagine the Jigga hotline. It ain't going to be 1-900-HUSTLER. It's going to be 1-900-PAYDAY.
If we see none of these lawsuits coming out in the next few days, then we know for sure that Jay most likely paid all these people off behind the scenes to stop the allegations from hitting the media. One thing I will say is that I believe Jay-Z is guilty of being with underage girls. Remember his alleged relationship with Foxy Brown, him meeting Beyonce at 16, his alleged relationship with Rihanna when she was 17, and his alleged hidden child he had with a 16-year-old woman. Also recently, the claims that Larry Johnson made about Beyonce. According to the former NFL player Larry Johnson, who was signed to Roc Nation at one point, he was at a Roc Nation party where underage girls were allegedly in attendance.
Supposed to do this rap party for this photo shoot. We rented this house and we were watching LeBron play. And after the game, it had to been like 10 or 11 o'clock. So we getting ready to party. Mind you, it's all adults. There was a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old teenage Latin girl that was there. I think she had to leave because she had school and she had to do homework. But she brought her mother with her. So it was no funny business going on. I can respect that. So when 11 o'clock hit, we turned on the music, we started drinking. And then out of nowhere came these young children. I don't know where they came from. For a rap party at 11 o'clock at night, drinking loud music and us dancing wild. Like, I don't know where these kids came from. And then I happened to sit down because I was dancing with one of the assistants. And I sat next to this child and the child sat next to Beyonce. So I hear B say something about, doesn't this look sexy or isn't this sexy? And in my mind, and mind you, I'm not awakened as I'm awakened now. So in my mind, I'm like, what did she just say? And then I didn't pay no attention to it. And then, you know, obviously the liquor took hold of me and I had to leave. So I said bye to everybody and left. But those kids remained. I don't know if those kids were from the photo shoot themselves. But the fact that these kids came around adults during drinking hours or partying hours was already alarming to me. So when I hear something like this happens, I can't really discount it and say, oh, he could never do this, because I'm hearing stories. I've seen it with my own eyes and I've been in situations.
As you heard for yourself, Larry Johnson claims he saw underage people with his own eyes at a Roc Nation party. I believe Larry Johnson because he's one of the few people in Hollywood who exposes the truth about the industry. He's not scared to call out the Freemasons for running the industry. So that's one of the reasons I believe him. Like I said, all of this is rather suspicious. To me, the way Jay-Z behaves still makes him look guilty. Now, in my opinion, I believe these victims were paid off in silence, and there's a big chance this is all gonna go away for Jay-Z. Remember what Dee said in the first video I did covering the Jay-Z lawsuit? She stated that Jay-Z wouldn't go down like Diddy for this because the elite are protecting him. She was right. The media is on Jay-Z's side. The NFL even defended Jay-Z. It's clear that he's being protected and they will not let him go down. I'm gonna keep my eyes on this situation and provide you guys with the necessary updates. I wanna know what you guys think below. Like I said, I feel like Jay-Z has settled this all behind the scenes, and now this is all being cleaned up. We all know NBC is owned by the same elite that owned the NFL. They're going to protect their puppets. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I wanna thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.